Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Peterson here, owner of thelibertarianrepublic.com. Nice to see you all today. I wanted to do this podcast slash live stream to talk to you about a topic that has come up this morning, something that is very important to the liberty movement, and that is a question about whether or not, if we can't have Gary Johnson, whether or not it is better for us as libertarians to have Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton as president of the United States. Nice to see you all. Everyone can file on in here. Of course, if you're listening to us right now on audio, then you're not live. That means that you are listening to us either on Stitcher or on iTunes. So if you're listening to the Freedom Report podcast right now, then do us a favor and subscribe at iTunes if you haven't already. Good morning, Justin Cron, Mona Starkey, Eric Leander, Jeremy Hoyne, Rachel Rivas, Dakota Ladson. Nice to see you. There's a lot of difficult names to pronounce this morning. Chris Canizzo, nice to see you. Stephen Gibbs is cooking some pancakes and watching Peterson. Nice to see you all. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, so now that you're here, let's talk about the topic of the day. Who's better if it is Trump or Hillary for libertarians and the liberty movement? Now, there's an interesting thing about this, because what's probably better for the liberty movement would be to have Hillary Clinton. But who's better for Austin Peterson personally? Probably Donald Trump and the AP for LP movement. Now, we're going to talk about both of these issues in today's show. But I want to read to you, before I start this, I want to read to you a quote from somebody who libertarians do not like, but from someone who we could have a lot to learn. The quote that I'm reading to you is from Alexander Hamilton, who was talking about, he was writing a letter to his Federalist co-conspirators, and he's saying, if we must have an enemy at the head of the government, let it be one for whom we can oppose, and for whom we are not responsible, who will not involve our party in the disgrace of his foolish and bad members, bad measures. Now think about that. If you're a Republican, and you're talking about someone who is going to be the head of your party, you're going to want to have someone, if you don't support Donald Trump, you're going to want the head of your party to lose this election this year. Why do I say that? The reason why is because of what Alexander Hamilton is talking about here. And this is actually something that I discussed with Glenn Beck. And what Glenn Beck and I were talking about would it be better for us? Is a vote for Gary Johnson, or is a vote for a third party a vote for Hillary Clinton? And of course, that in its logic is not logical, because as Amanda Krieger, the lovely Amanda Krieger, posted this morning, so she says, "So not voting for Trump equals a vote for Hillary. That means that not voting for Hillary equals a vote for Trump. I am not voting for Hillary, so there's your vote for Trump. You're welcome." Thanks, Amanda Krieger, for sharing that one for us. And thanks to Liberty Laura for telling people that I am wearing gym shorts during my live stream slash podcast. Yes, I do see you commenting there, Liberty Laura. That is really rude. Anyway, so let's talk about this again and what this means, right? So if you don't vote for Trump, that's a vote for Hillary. Okay, so if you don't vote for Hillary, that's a vote for Trump. So since I'm not voting for Hillary, I'm voting for Trump. Except I'm actually going to vote for Gary Johnson. But is a vote for Gary Johnson a vote for Hillary? If so, is a vote for Trump a vote for Jill Stein? I'm confused. Here's the truth, guys. The reality is that Hillary Clinton, not only is she going to be better for the liberty movement, she's going to be better for the United States. And let me tell you why. Not because she's good, but because she's bad. Here is the truth that nobody wants to deal with right now. Because what Alexander Hamilton here, what he was divining, is something that the Cato Institute actually wrote about years later in 2003. Listen to this. Would divided government be better? Think about this, because from a real strategy for liberty, what are we going to be doing right now? We're not going to actually be advancing liberty in the next 4 years from the presidential office, right? The White House is not going to have a libertarian in it this year. But if we have a Democratic president with a Republican Congress, then the growth of government historically has been smaller. Right, what do I mean when I say this? Listen, so here's the deal. Let's talk about divided government, Cato Institute. There's a really nice little chart here. It's the case for divided government. And in it, they talk about the annual percentage increase in growth of government. Listen to this. Eisenhower, Kennedy, Nixon, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, right? So those are the years that we had these presidents. And the Cato Institute, in the case for divided government, talks about the rate of growth, which is real growth. Inflation-adjusted federal spending is usually lower with divided government. And that's what we're talking about right here, divided government. So with Eisenhower, he had a divided government, and the percentage increase of government was 0.4%. With Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, he had united government, and his percentage increase was 4.8%. So compare Eisenhower just to Kennedy, and the annual percentage increase was 0.4% under Eisenhower and 4.8% under Kennedy, because he had united government, right? Now listen to Nixon Ford. He had divided government and his grew 2.5%. Carter had united government, it was 3.7%. Reagan had divided government, 3.3%. Bush had divided government, 3.4%. And Clinton had divided government and he had 0.9%. Annual increase in growth of government. Good morning, Christine Alden. Thanks for coming in, and good to see you as well. So the question is what are we going to be doing right now? So assuming that Gary Johnson doesn't win the White House, which is a possibility, then when it comes to what our real strategy is going to be, right now we're going to be just holding off statists, right? We're going to be holding off statists. And we're going to be fighting a defensive game for the next at least 4 years. Now, earlier in the live stream / podcast, I was talking to you about why it would be better for the United States if Hillary were to win versus Donald Trump, but it would be better for me if Donald Trump wins versus Hillary Clinton. Now, were all of you curious about why I said that? Because here's why. Because if you did want me to run for president of the United States in 4 years, and yes, as most of you have noticed, I'm at liberty not to iron my shirt. All the live streamers watching right now are having a field day with that, but of course, I do what I want. And the people who are listening to this podcast, of which will be a majority, 100,000 people at least, then of course, those people can't see what you all are complaining about right now. anyway, so why would it be better for Austin for Trump to win? Because think about it. If in 4 years, if I were to decide to run for president again, which is definitely not a guarantee, then running against Donald Trump would be a lot easier than running against Hillary Clinton after 4 years. Why? Because from a strategic, tactical perspective, if the Republicans will be what I'm talking about, they will be united against Hillary Clinton, which means that whoever the Republican Party's pick will be would have a better shot and would be granted more legitimacy than the Libertarian challenger in that year. This year is a good year for a Libertarian challenger because both of these candidates are so unpopular, right? But when it comes to the actual chance for a Libertarian, this is a fantastic year. But if it's Trump after 4 years, I mean, the Libertarian candidate, whoever they may be, whether it's, even if it's not me, if it's someone else, whoever it may be, another former Republican who comes in, then they'll have a better shot as a Libertarian candidate if it's Donald Trump as the president, because the Republican Party will be at odds with itself. So in essence, it will be much easier to fight against a Republican Party that would be at odds with itself and a Democratic Party which would be at odds with itself again, because it would have to field a challenger to Trump. So from a Libertarian perspective, it would be better for the candidate if it's Trump, but if it's Hillary Clinton, then think about it like this. The Donald Trump platform makes it simpler for libertarians, but then if it's Hillary Clinton, the Republicans will be united against her, right? Think about that. Think about that, right? So from a strategic perspective, then the Hillary Clinton train is better for America, right? Why? Not because Hillary's good for America, but because if we have divided government, then the divided government argument will allow us to slow the rate of increase of government. And that's what we want. We don't want united government. So theoretically, yeah, do you want to say something, Laura?
Yeah, everyone on the live stream is asking, and this is comes up in conversation, everyone's second defense after they say a vote for third party is a vote for
right.
X is the SCOTUS appointment.
Right. The question of the Supreme Court appointment, right. So the question is who do you think that Donald Trump is going to nominate for the Supreme Court? And here's the reality. People said the same thing when it came down to Bush versus Kerry and Bush versus Al Gore. But look who Bush appointed, Justice John Roberts, who screwed us all over with the Obamacare decision. If you believe that Donald Trump is more principled than George W. Bush, when it comes to Supreme Court picks or when it comes to ideology, then I'm gonna tell you right now, I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. The reality is that you cannot trust Republicans or Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to tell you, if you think you can trust Republicans more than you can trust Democrats when it comes to things like Supreme Court justices, I don't wanna say something mean about your intelligence, but just know that I'm thinking it. The Supreme Court appointments are not going to be better under Republicans or Democrats. They're going to be just as statist, but in a different way. Do you want fascism or communism? That's the question. Do you want a fascist Supreme Court appointment or do you want a communist one? Because you're going to get the state either way. At some point, you just have to break out, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to stop falling into these traps that the establishment shoves us into. These are mental traps that they are using to control you. They are using these types of arguments to force you to behave the way that they want you to behave. Okay? Now, do you do what you're told, all right? Or just chastise these people, for God's sakes. At some point, you have got to slap somebody around metaphorically, right? Not physically, don't break the NAP. But you've got to start getting a little aggressive here with these people. And it's like, grab them in the throat and just sort of shake them around a little bit. But the truth is that Hillary Clinton, no matter what you say about her, I'm sorry for all the hyperbole, for all the pejoratives, for everything that we've said that she is. She's the devil we know, right? Versus Donald Trump, who's the devil that we don't know. As a matter of fact, all we really know about Donald Trump is that he's for Donald Trump. Right? We know Hillary Clinton's for herself, but her agenda is similar to Bill. If she were to govern like Bill Clinton, right? If she were to govern like Bill Clinton, she'd be one of the best presidents we've had in recent history. She'd certainly be better than Barack Obama. Right? I'm not voting for either one of them. I'm voting for Gary Johnson, which means I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. And since I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton, that means I'm also voting for Trump. Do I get two votes? I guess I get two votes here because I'm voting for Gary Johnson, I'm voting for Hillary, but then I'm going to cancel that out by not voting for Hillary, which will be a vote for Trump. Idiots. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you want people to be logical, use a logical argument if you think that it's going to work. But otherwise, if it's not going to work, then you're wasting your time most likely here, okay? So the truth is that from an American perspective, we want divided government. Because if you don't give a damn about Republicans or Democrats, if you think they're all in the same boat for the most part, we want a divided government. That means a Republican-controlled Congress. If we can't have a Libertarian-controlled Congress, again, being just trying to be objective here, a Republican-controlled Congress with a Democratic president. Historically, a Democratic president, this is from the Cato Institute, the Democratic president with a Republican Congress is the smallest increase, right? Government always increases, because like Jefferson said, the natural trend of history is for government to grow and liberty to shrink. But the truth is that government is going to grow the slightest with a Democrat as president and a Republican-led Congress, right? Right? That's just the truth. That's just the truth. Nobody likes the truth because it hurts. Because right, you know, most of the time, beautiful lies are much easier to sell. What about the Supreme Court judges? I've answered this. Listen, you can't control me with Supreme Court judges, okay? This is just an argument to say that, oh, Republicans are going to pick better Supreme Court justices. Very rarely has that been the case, all right? Who was the guy yesterday that was saying that we shouldn't even study the Constitution. That guy was a federal judge. That guy was appointed by Ronald Reagan. So, snap, in your face, in a Z formation. There was a federal judge yesterday. What was his name? Posner? Look this up for me, Liberty Laura. Look this up. I want to hear this right now. Who was the guy, the federal judge, who said yesterday that there's no reason for us to worry about studying the Constitution? What's his name?
Federal Judge Richard Posner.
Richard Posner. And who was...
Seventh Circuit.
And who was he appointed by? Do me a quick little Google search. Say, who appointed Federal Judge Richard Posner? Real quick for me, Liberty Laura. And while she's looking this up, do me a favor, go to thelibertarianrepublic.com, subscribe today so you can get this website for with no ads, with all your liberty. This goes one page. Huh?
Ronald Reagan!
In 1981, Federal Judge Richard Posner. Remind them of that. As a matter of fact, go to thelibertarianrepublic.com, print that off right now, and take that and give it to an idiot who says, but what about the Supreme Court? But what about the Supreme Court? Shut up, you idiots. You're selling our country out down the river because you cannot learn the lessons of history. Because you will not study history. You are forcing the rest of us to live under this tyrannical system. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm going to have an Alex Jones moment. My head is going to explode. I'm tired of the idiots running this country. So, Richard Posner, the next time that somebody says to you, what about the Supreme Court? What about the Supreme Court justices? What about the Supreme Court justices? Yeah, well, what about Richard Posner, who was appointed by Ronald Reagan, who thinks that we don't need to study the Constitution? Oh, I'm going to rip my hair out. All right, so let's find a long list of judges appointed by Republicans who have done nothing but steal our liberties. If you want growth of government to be the slightest, it's got to be Hillary at the top, Republicans at the middle, with libertarians fighting and clawing and biting and scratching and kicking and throwing poo and doing everything we can to stop the growth of government as much as we can for 4 years until we get a real libertarian president in the White House, whoever that may be. And Liberty Laura's writing something down for me right now. What she gets? Okay, she's got a good story idea. All right. So do me a favor, ladies and gentlemen. Help support the next phase of the revolution. Go to thelibertarianrepublic.com and register, subscribe today. It's $5 a month, or you can get $55 for a year. I'm glad you guys are having a great day today, and I'm having a fantastic day. After this is done, I am going to iron my shirt. No, probably not, right? Screw it. Irons are for statists. Go to thelibertarianrepublic.com today, guys. Do us a favor, subscribe. Help us to fund the next phase of the revolution. Lots of exciting news coming this year. We incorporate the Stonegate Institute and Loki Pack, headed up by Mr. Joe Trotter. I will be the honorary chairman of the board. Honorary. But what are those things good for? PACs and 501c4s. Also, really exciting, I decided to add another endorsement to my list of endorsements. I've only endorsed two candidates at this point. I guess Gary Johnson counts, but he doesn't count. I'm thinking about down-ballot candidates, libertarian candidates. The third candidate that I've added to my roster is Patrick McKnight, the state chair of New Jersey. So congratulations, Patrick McKnight. Thank you very much for your fight for liberty. Please, guys, do me a favor. After you're done subscribing to thelibertarianrepublic.com, go to Patrick McKnight's page. That's McKnight, the Irish spelling. Har, har, har. Oh, shi, shi, shi. McKnight. Patrick McKnight, he's the state chair of the Libertarian Party of New Jersey. Do me a favor. Yes, that's Lily Tang Williams in Colorado and Alex Merced in New York. Shout out to Christopher House. Shout out to Zach Gerritsen. And shout out to Trey Daly. Thank you so much for coming out. And thanks to Tim Yao Jr. Consider fighting. He's saying consider Gregory Cresswell. I consider everybody very carefully. No, I'm not getting involved in that Senate race in Florida, Zach. I'm sorry to disappoint you all. I want nothing to do with that horrible, horrible, horrible Senate race in Florida. Sorry. Good luck with that, guys. I'm just going to stay the hell out of it. Anyways, so Patrick McKnight is running in New Jersey. He's got my endorsement, and I'm very grateful for his support during my presidential campaign. The revolution continues, guys. How was this? Did you like it? If you did, subscribe to learn more about it. go to the live subscribe button, hit it. It's right up here or somewhere, That way you'll get updates whenever I am live, which is pretty frequently. You guys tired of me yet? Anyways, if you're listening to us on the libertarianrepublic.com, don't forget you can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher, because I'm uploading all of the audio from these live streams now to the libertarianrepublic.com, and you can find us on Stitcher, you can find us on iTunes, you can find me on the libertarianrepublic.com, you can go to Facebook, you can go to Twitter. Help me to take over the government so that we can leave everyone alone. Anyways, I'm back, and I'm back on the Freedom Watch, and Liberty Laura's kicking some butt. Thanks so much. Have a good one, guys. Love you all. Bye-bye, Van Gutier, Lauren Turner, lovely Lauren Turner. Have a good one. Maya Ojaleto, nice to see you. And Patrick Seemeyer, you guys have a great day, and hope to see you all real soon.